At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Was injured coming out of spring training. We would do the reports on the minor leagues where he got called up in May. Then got sent back down, remember, after that one start. No command. Velo's not all that great. I wouldn't expect much, et cetera, et cetera. And if you look at after his rookie season, when he made the All-Star team, finished second in the voting for Rookie of the Year. Dylan Carlson finished third, by the way, behind Jonathan India. 7-8. 264, whip 115. I remember a dominant performance against the Orioles that year. Then his second year, 4-11, 547. Only made four starts in 23. 1-2 with a 4. Last year, before he was traded to Baltimore, he was 2-9 with a 453, 150 whip. And then pitched here and was terrible. They got optioned back. This year, it's mind-boggling. Why? He's 6-2, 141 earned run average. The whip is off the charts. It's a 0.80. Doesn't walk anybody. The one guy who walked last night wound up scoring, as we saw. But on the road, he's 4-1 with a 189 whip. At Oriole Park, or ERA, at Oriole Park in Camden Yards, he's 2-1 with an 0.63. In the month of August, he's made four starts. His ERA is 129. He's just dominating every time he takes the hill. Now the question is, Nolan, part of our BBT crew here on The Fan, would you be mad if they extended him this offseason? And they have other fish to fry. Yeah. Mike Elias better get the frying pans and the deep fryers out because he's got fish to fry this offseason. But would we be mad if Trevor Rogers getting an extension is part of the to-do list for he and Rubenstein this offseason?
Man, I think mad would be the wrong term. I mean, it'd be silly to be upset at a guy who's pitched this well to get rewarded.
He'll be 28 in November.
But the thing for me is that you still have the year of arbitration. So my whole point is, what's the rush? Right. You know, let's make sure that this is real, because looking at Trevor Rogers' entire career resume, this great run that he's on, 12 starts, is just a blip on what has been his entire career. And a majority of that has not been good. So did the Orioles figure something out? Did he figure something out? He talks a lot about the mental side of the game. Seems like he's got a much better handle on that. That's all great. I just want to make sure it's 100% real before I make a financial commitment. And to your greater point, if the Orioles didn't have to make a flurry of moves this offseason, I'd probably entertain it a little bit more, because at that point you're talking about, well, if we get him now and he stays hot, we might be able to get him on a bargain. Whereas if he turns in another year like this, he might price himself out. But because of how much there is on the Orioles' to-do list, I just don't even think it's in the conversation for me.
Yeah, and they'd still have the leverage, I think, the Orioles. Like, oh, come on. But, you know, show them that money. We were talking with the Red Sox guy yesterday about Anthony, who signed Bobby Witt a couple years ago. You know, you start talking big dollar signs that they've never seen before. Mm-hmm. And they, okay, all right, I'll listen. Sure. Where's the pen?
I kind of, like Nolan, you kind of mentioned it. It doesn't get cheaper. So if he goes and he continues this next year, like if you signed him now, you're going to get him at, like Nolan said, a bargain, you know, for, you know, say you get him for 5 years or whatever. It's kind of like what the Eagles always do. You know, they sign their guys a little beforehand and they get them cheaper. You know, they're betting on the come. And I think that I wouldn't have a problem with that. You know, especially if he's willing to do a team friendly deal.
I would have a conversation.
Yeah.
Hey, how do you like it here? It's cool. It's great.
What's he looking for, though? Like Vinny said, 5 years there. That might be a little off the table for me. Like three?
Oh, I have no idea. Yeah, but at least have some sort of conversation what would it take to keep you around here? Because if he's pitching like this last year, he's starting game two of the playoffs against the Royals, not Zach Eflin. But he wasn't. And he got sent to the minors. And he did mention, hey, I play with these guys, Basayo and Beavers, down in the minor leagues for the Orioles. But what he's doing is incredible. You know, you've had these issues with the pitching. Bradish coming back from Tommy John probably next week. Looks like a six-man rotation is going to be part of the equation. I don't know how that screws things up. You want people to get their Bradish will probably on pitch counts. Wells will be, I guess, pitching out of the bullpen. We'll talk to Rog about this in the 12 o'clock hour. I don't know. But it's a conversation that 4 months ago we wouldn't even have thought about having.
Mm-hmm.
Extending Trevor Rogers. It's like, did you get hit in the head before you drove to work today? Or, I mean, have you ever watched baseball before? Now we're watching a guy have one of the great 12-start runs, and it is the greatest 12-start run to start a career or season in Oriole history. And look at all the Hall of Fame Cy Young dudes they've had.
Well, if you want to take it a step further here, I mean, someone like Dean Kramer, who has a little bit more of a solid track record under his belt, he also has one more year of arbitration. Is he in a similar conversation? You know, he's not as flashy. He hasn't been as elite as Trevor Rogers for the last 12 starts, but starting to look more like he's figuring things out. And at the very least, what's his floor? I think Dean Kramer, like at his worst, you could still pretty comfortably say that he's a number five starter or a number four starter in your rotation. His upside is better than that. So do you want to lock that in for three more years? It's things to consider for sure.
Yeah, Mr. Reliable is Dean Kramer, the last vestige of the Manny Machado trade 7 years ago.
The thing I like about Kramer is, you know, like with athletes, a lot of times, and especially different types of guys, and Kramer may be one of those types of guys, when a manager shows confidence in you, because I don't think that Kramer ever felt like Hyde had confidence in him, because he'd always pull him after five.
There was that pitch count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look at Manzolino now. Like, how many times has he gone seven lately? You know, because, hey, he got confidence. And look at what he is. Look at the production that he's getting now is because, you know what? That dude believes in me. And I think we're seeing it on the field.
Yeah. I mean, Hyde, it was always like 100 was just this absolute dead
end. Number.
You know, if you went to 101, you're crazy. So for Manzolino to, 114 the other night? And he's done the same with Rogers. So, I mean, if a guy's pitching well, it seems to be a merit-based decision. You know, I think Cade Povich, for example, goes out there, gives up three or four runs. Even if he's maintaining a somewhat lower pitch count, he might not get the same benefit of the doubt.
Let me throw you a curveball as we head to the break. We'll get to the phone calls. Kevin Ostreicher, talking Ravens, 11 o'clock. It's a 1-0 game, not a 12-0 game on Sunday. And he's at 100. And you have last year or 2 years ago's bullpen. Dean Kramer get that 114?
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.